We actually request all passengers. No, we require that all passengers keep their hands inside the car at all times. That you do not attempt to unbuckle your seatbelt or the lap bar that should be firmly in place. We ask you to stow any loose items and respect your fellow riders on this roller coaster ride that is about to start. If you're ready, place your hands up in the air and we'll release the brakes. And we're off. Welcome to segment 2 of program 3 of The Bigger Picture, America's History Past. Boy, am I off the beam today. Welcome to The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I'm the old and decrepit Marshall Wood, deflating and wilting in the heat, but with enough energy left to get through this program based on want to. I want to. I need to get through this program. The world is in trouble. I feel I have an obligation to try to explain why and what we ought to do about it, and so I sit here doing those things. We're going to recount in these 7.5 minutes that are left in this segment some of the things that have divided. The dividing point is the 60s for this country between the America that was and the America has come to be, and what has caused that. And I said in the last hour that God requires us to focus on Him, to know His Word, and teach these things diligently to our children. And guys that look like me have not done that, and so as a result, those who had an axe to grind with us have had that axe honed by Marxists. And now we're just about in social revolution because of it. But, you know, back prior to the 50s, up through the middle 50s, the black community was really one of the most stable communities in our country. Their values were very conservative. They're very family-oriented. They were good deeds-oriented. They lived a standard deviation or so below the economies of other people, but they understood the value, the truth in Proverbs 37-9 that said, Father God, two things I ask of you, give them to me before I die. Keep vanity and lying lips far from me and feed me with food sufficient for my needs. Don't give me poverty that I steal and profane your name, or wealth that I shrug my shoulders and say, who is God? The black community, particularly the one that I saw in Atlanta, Georgia, down near the Pickrick Restaurant and near Ebenezer Baptist Church, downtown Fulton County in the 50s, was stable. Black businesses, black fathers in the home, etc. And the cultural index showed that. But at the time, black Americans voted Republican. What do you mean? They did. They remembered the Dixiecrats, and they remembered that segregationists and all the other stuff were predominantly Southern Democrats, or Democrats in general. And so they allied with the Republican Party, courtesy of Abraham Lincoln. But then something happened. Well, what was it? Since the 30s, the cultural Marxists had been poking, let's say, at that schism between black and white. The one they knew was there because of the past sins of slavery and other economic privation that we were part of. We didn't practice our faith. Many did, but some that didn't, and those that didn't really, they sinned grievously. I've read Parchment Farm. I know what went on in these prisons, jails in Mississippi that was almost, well, it was made for black folks, and what went on in there was despicable and beyond words. 13 Years a Slave by Northrop is another one. I've read them. I know what's there, and I'm not proud of it. I hate that it happened. but also know that where evil happens, good happens. And there were, I'm not going to detail them now, but perhaps on another show or in your own time, you can see the untold good that white society did for blacks. But here's the controversial one. Regardless of what was done, what is too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? I ask that to my black brethren. If you really love the Christ whom you say that you love and follow, unless you've been fooled by James H. Cone and Rudolph Windsor, if you really love the Christ that you worship with such wonderful fervence on Sundays, then what's too high a price to pay to have that? You didn't have it in Africa. Your ancestors, by and large, did not have it, though those might want to say, well, how about Ethiopia and the Amhambric community and their linkage to Solomon? Yeah, maybe, but it was not the Christianity that developed out of Western culture by God's design. But you were brought, you were allowed to come in great suffering to this nation for the purpose of participating in God's great plan, which began to unfold in the 19th century and ended, I think, in May 15th, 1948, when the Jews returned to their homeland. Because whether you like it or not, folks, all of human history is about the Jews. And if you read Romans 9 through 11, you'll get that picture. And the great error of the Reformation was the replacement theology, where well-meaning theologians came up with the idea that, well, maybe the Jews have been replaced by the church. Nay, Lord Senior Inquisitor, that is not the case. It's all about the Jews. And all of us who are Gentiles, meaning not Jews, have been privileged to live in America, to be part of the nation ordained by God to bring Israel back from the valley of dry bones in this dawning of this apocalyptic era. And so we are really brothers if we walk on common ground of the faith. And probably 10% of black Americans and 10% of white Americans do that. And there's a gradational that we can talk about, but really it's about 10%. And that's the reason we have the problem we do, because it's increasingly easy for the enemy to take out that smaller number of people in a nation that is rapidly being fooled by affluence and led by people with weak spines like the current governor of Georgia, or like Mike Pence, or even more evil people like Joe Biden, Barack Obama, or the Clintons before him. We have some problems. Psalms 35 defines our spirit, and chapter 9 of the Dark Agenda absolutely reveals the horrible cancer that's there. In the next segment, I'm going to tell you about some things that happened in the 60s that, if you don't know, will stun you, because it shows that God holds men accountable. And maybe we will see that those who are backing the Democrat Party right now should be on their faces before God begging forgiveness. That concludes segment 2 of program 3. Join me on the backside, please. God bless you.